Don't Dress for Dinner is a two-act play by French playwright Marc Camaletti. The play opened in France in 1987 and then in London, where it ran for 6 years. It opened on Broadway in 2012. Don't Dress for Dinner opened this week at Fanny Hill Dinner Theater in Eau Claire and will play weekends and selected weekdays through June 30th. Joining us is Don Hodgins, who, among other things, is the theater director at Fanny Hill and director of Don't Dress for Dinner. Welcome to Spectrum West again.
Well, thanks for having me again. We got a lot to talk about with this one.
Yes. I read a New York Times review, and the reviewer called Don't Dress for Dinner a French sex farce.
Yeah, watch out for that now.
And I've got to be careful. So what caused you to decide to use this French play?
Well, obviously, we're doing a translation of a French play here. Mm-hmm. It was translated by Robin Howden, who is a big farce writer in England. Mm-hmm. You're right. These type of plays, farces, infidelity is one of the main themes of these shows. But the funny thing is nothing ever happens. Mm-hmm. The whole show is based about great plans. They're all set up and everything. And then all of these complications get in the way, and then the whole plan is just thrown out and flummoxed, and they just kind of barely eke through without driving each other nuts or killing each other. it is, and literally with these shows, you almost need a chalkboard to explain the plot because of all the interconnections and everything. Within the show, the whole situation is referred to as liaison dangereuses. The plural, I guess, of dangereuse, but
okay. I don't know French, so you could
I know, and neither do I actually. So thank God for translations. Basically, what is happening? Like I said, the main theme of this show is infidelity. You have a husband and wife. The husband decides to have a weekend with his mistress. The wife is leaving to go somewhere, so he's got this all planned to bring his mistress over and everything. Then at the last minute, his wife decides she's not going anywhere, so she's going to be there too. So the husband invites his friend over to pose as his mistress's boyfriend, okay? Unbeknownst to everybody, the friend and the wife are having an affair. So everybody knows a little bit about everything, but not the total picture. And then to complicate things, a cook is invited over to cater the affair during the weekend, who happens to be named the same as the mistress. And, of course, they get confused. So the boyfriend thinks the cook is the girlfriend. So that gets all set up. And I mean, like I said, you need a chalkboard to understand these things. But rest assured, there are lots of laughs along the way. This thing is laugh-laden. Even the cast, we've been working on it now for about 3 weeks, and we're still laughing. I mean, the people are sitting off when they're not in scene and stuff, and they're laughing at what's going on up there. And it's great fun. It's just a fun, fun show.
Well, farces are great fun to be a performer in, mm-hmm. and even more so for the audience, of course, because they're seeing it for the first time as a rule. I ask you for the Cliff Notes version. I shudder to think what the real version
is. Well, if somebody could tell me how to explain it any simpler than that, I don't know what to do. Because they are. I mean, the plot, and it is, it's standard with farce. I mean, the plots are convoluted, to say the least. And because you need all that misidentities and the little lies to one person, but not sure if you told the lie to the other person. So everything just kind of snowballs towards the end, yeah.
Sets often are an important part of farce. Is this one of those door slamming?
It is. You know, I normally say count the doors in farce. You know, the more doors, more laughs and everything. Mm-hmm. This one does not utilize the physical. It's more wordplay. And that doesn't mean it's boring, believe me, because they do a lot of running around in here. But it is much, and I don't know if it's because it's the British translation or whatever, but there isn't a lot of high activity. I mean, we've got like the soda bottles, you know, the seltzer bottles, the old style seltzer bottle, and people getting squirted with them on, being chased around with them, that kind of stuff. But yeah, as far as the doors, we've got, one, two, three. Yeah, we got five doors, which is, I would call it average amount of doors for a farce.
Uh-huh. Well, tell us about who is in the cast for this one.
Well, we've got some new faces in the cast and some familiar faces as far as Fannie Hill audiences are concerned. Kevin Poise, who has worked at Fannie Hill over the years, is one of the lead guys in it. We have a husband and wife team, Christine and James Finn. A couple of newcomers, Fiera Harder, a real talented girl that auditioned for me and is kind of in the area in transition. She's going on with her career and ended up, she just finished a run with a National Children's Theater out of Twin Cities. It was a touring company and was looking for something to do right after that. So we hooked her in for a couple of shows at Fannie Hill. So I was real happy with that. Callie Krzyzaniak, and I'm sorry, Callie, if I butchered your name, but it's the best I could do. One of those names with lots of consonants, maybe one or two vowels mixed in. She's a newcomer, originally from the California. Went to University of Southern California
is USC, where she went. Okay.
Yeah, USC. Sorry, yeah. She's in it. Let's see, who else did I miss? Chris Cuter is another local favorite here. He's been in a lot of stuff. Very funny guy, and this show utilizes him a lot. So it's just a good cast.
He is Don Hodgins, who is director of Don't Dress for Dinner, the current production at Fannie Hill Dinner Theater in Eau Claire. In the past couple of years, you've booked individual entertainers in the early part of the year. Last year it was an impressionist. This year it was George Thomas, who presented a tribute to Elvis Presley, which I enjoyed thoroughly when I went out to see it. Is that going to be a kind of a theme from now on, early in the year?
To be honest, we bring these shows in to bolster, which is not a real good season for us. Mm-hmm. The early part of the year, once we get past the holiday season, things drop off a bit. The buses aren't as active with our bus groups in the afternoon, so we look for unique shows to bring in, you know, something different from what we do, you know, other parts of, or other times of the year. And we have had, yeah, like you said, this is our second time to have an Elvis tribute show. Mm-hmm. We've done Roy Orbison. We had a couple of versions of Patsy Cline and stuff. So we're experimenting with these and see how well they go over. The Elvis show went over incredibly well. As a matter of fact, we're thinking about bringing that guy back this next year. We'll be announcing our season shortly. We're still working on this, that, and trying to figure, put everything together yet. Oh, but, sure. And so I think you can expect to see those in our season. You know, it worked very well with the Elvis show. Ken Block, who was the impersonator, was a little tougher to sell because we weren't selling an individual like Elvis. Mm-hmm. You know, George Thomas is secondary to Elvis, but Ken Block, we're selling the guy. And the big question we got, who the heck is Ken Block? The people that came and saw it loved it because the guy is incredibly good. You know, I've never seen a show where a guy does 100 impersonations in a show. I mean, it's unbelievable and good, too. Just great. He had me in stitches. But we're looking for that type of entertainment, too. Yeah, and again, it just broadens our appeal to the population if we're offering different kinds of things. So, yes, we will bring more of those shows
in. Keep that in mind. So what does the rest of this season look like through the end of the year?
Well, we have Don't Dress for Dinner running here now, and I believe it's through June 30th. Over the summer, we're running a musical called Bingo, the Winning Musical. I guess you can figure what that one's about.
Not about pinochle.
No, not exactly. Yes, no. It's about the game we all love to play, I guess. So, sure. In the fall, we're bringing back a Neil Simon classic, Barefoot in the Park. And then we're wrapping up with a Rudy show. This one, we did this one about 8 years ago. It's called Carol of a Christmas. And Rudy is taken on a wild ride that parallels the Christmas Carol, basically.
Well, you had led me to believe last fall that you were going to give Rudy the year off, but apparently you've changed your mind for whatever reason.
You know, a lot of people, I get that in letters and stuff, Christmas without Rudy just ain't Christmas. And I do have a couple of new scripts percolating in my brain right now. Rudy will be making more appearances down the road here.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, we've been visiting with Don Hodgins, who is director of Don't Dress for Dinner, the current production at Fannie Hill Dinner Theater in Eau Claire. The show runs weekends and selected weekdays through June 30th. You can get ticket information at the Fannie Hill website on the Internet. Well, Don Hodgins, as always, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much for coming back to talk to us.
All right. Thank you, Jim.